Yeah, currently the ice jams are still in the river, so there is still the potential for the water to rise. If the ice jam does not move on and more water comes downstream and it backs up into the flow areas. So we just encourage people to be aware. Stay tuned to the different media sources for updates and just be prepared. Be ready with stuff if they want to remove from their home. Make sure they have the, you know, now's the time to start planning for where are we going to go if something happens and you have to leave. We encourage people to take, you know, short-term supplies, make sure they have all the medication and those sorts of things, and they evacuate so we don't have to come back in and get those items.
And this road is blocked off. Is there any other road that's coming in?
Currently, this is the only road, and this road curves around and then goes back north again up to Military Avenue, and so the people on Big Island can access that road from Military, but they can't access the Chief Administration.
So yeah, I remember what the road looked like last year. How does it feel now, a year later, and you guys are already bracing for what's to come?
Yeah, it's, it's a whole different scenario than what we had last year. Last year was kind of they describe it as a perfect storm where we had substantial snowfall yet on the ground. We got heavy rain in the area. The ground was obviously frozen yet at that time, and this was the second week of March of last year, and then earlier this year. We had just a rapid rise in temperatures, which just created for a lot of water in a short time span that all came down the river.
So is today's warm weather a good sign for an ice jam then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it is. It's also a good sign that, aids in the ice breaking up and hopefully moving on once it gets around this bridges here, the Platte River Bridge, the Highway Bridge, and the Railroad Bridge. The river downstream of that is relatively clear. So once the ice leaves here, we hope it keeps on moving and doesn't jam up again.
In this area, how many homes are affected by this, or by how many people are affected by this?
You know, just an estimation, I would say that there's probably about 30 residences that are in the area that, of the road that's now underwater, and some of them are there's a small percentage of habitat-type residences.
So they can't get into their homes?
Currently, yes, that's correct.
And where are those people right now?
Well, like I say, a lot of them are not permanent, they're cabins, so a lot of people have other residences. And last evening they did open up a shelter in Fremont, and they had no one, to my knowledge right now, they had no one attend that or arrive at that shelter. So they all found other means of housing for the night.
And I did talk to someone from the Red Cross, so are we anticipating another shelter being open today or anytime soon?
Not to what I know right now. I don't believe that that's probably the case unless something more significant would happen between now and this evening.
The shelter you opened last night, where is that? That is still open currently?
That was the first one in church. I believe that has been closed.
We did see the one rescue yesterday.
I'm sorry?
We saw one rescue yesterday. One
yeah, there was two people that rescued from a home, again, west of here, on County Road 19. They were removed by Fremont Rural Fire Department, and also with assistance from the water rescue team that came out and used an airboat and removed those two individuals from their home.
Any other condition?
I don't. I do believe that they had some minor injuries just in the event of the removal from their residence, but I don't believe they were anything that were substantial in nature, and they were treated, and I believe they were treated at least, but I don't know that for sure.
Some homeowners I talked to last night said this came as a surprise to them. Were county officials or any officials you've been in contact with anticipating this happening yesterday?
To say that you have a specific time frame of when something like this may happen, I mean, we knew there was ice on the river, and with warmer temperatures it breaks up, and it's just a matter of where is it going to jam at? Is it going to jam over here like it did? Somewhere else downstream, and to what extent as to how high the water is going to rise. So, every time spring of the year, it's always a possibility in this area because it floods down here a substantial number of years, but it's just a matter of when and what significance.